if you had a red block, I mean a red signal at the bridge, well, you had to go down there, even though the bridge was down ready for you. If you was red, well, you had to go in the head brakeman. Well, he would have to get his light if it's a night or a daytime. If you didn't have to be of a, if it's daytime even, well, you'd have to walk down there before you could pass that red block, and you would go check those points to where that to see that they're fit down right with the other rail, you know, and they'd see like a guy let the boat by. Well, then it would, he'd come back down and fit on that, it'd fit. And you had to go and see that all those rails was fitting, not only one end of it, but you had to go to the other end. And you had two rails, you had to check both them. And then when you get to the other side, well, then you'd give them a signal to come on. If at night, you'd give them a signal like this for the lantern to come on. Yeah. If it's daytime, well, you'd give them a signal like that and he'd come on. Well, and he had to come across there at a restricted speed. Now, that would say he could stop real quick if he wanted to. And of course, we had this lift span over on White River, Duval Bluff. There was one that you had to check is bad about throwing red on you, and then you had to walk it. I walked it when the water was sloshing up on it, and over here at the Arkansas River Bridge, nearly up on it, and cold all the time. It'd be so cold you couldn't hardly stand up. You had to be real careful, you'd slip and fall in the river, see? Even though you had those cables along. But the cables was closed, they'd be froze over. And you had that was those we had up on the, up between here and Memphis, you know. And of course, the Harahan Bridge at Memphis across Mississippi, you didn't have to worry about it because it was high enough for boats to go under it.